Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of the Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness from TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. You know where to find me. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I am a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform to raise awareness for narcissistic personality disorder, get more people into therapy, and also in the process of doing all of that, validate the victims and survivors of this disorder. Today's episode is going to be about the aging narcissist. Do narcissists get worse with age? Short answer, yes. Long answer, hell yes. I feel like people think it's like, oh, okay, I waited it out this long. They're going to get better. They're going to ease up off the gas. No. So a lot of narcissism is based on physical appearance. So let's just say me. Let's take me for instance. Like, I feel like I'm not attractive to everybody, guys. Let's get that out of the way, Lee. You're too full of yourself. You're not that handsome, Lee. But look, guess what, guys? I feel like I'm not an ugly person. So let's just say me for instance, because it's easier to talk about me. I'm 36 years old. I feel like even in my own head, I look in the mirror sometimes like, okay, I'm 36. I've been doing this for years too, y'all. I'm 36 years old. I got about 4 more years tops of looking like this. I need to take advantage of my looks. This is how I used to do too, y'all. I used to say this stuff to myself. I'd be like, yeah, I'm 36 years old. I got a few years left tops of looking like this. I need to take advantage of it. You know, man, I need to get out there. I need to model. I need to act. I need to do all this type of stuff so I can just take advantage of everything and be strong and be, you know, do all this type of stuff because my looks are going to fade and I need some money when my looks fade. And a lot of times you get narcissistic people that whose lives change, whose lives are altered when they get older and their looks fade because they can't pull people in with how they look anymore. And if they are not successful and they don't have money, dear Lord, you better prepare for a terrible person because they're going to lash out at you. If you're the significant other of an aging narcissist, they're going to lash out at you. And they don't get better with age because I feel like you get even more set in your ways the older that you get, narcissist or not. But narcissists are way even more set in their ways. They're not going to change at all. Maybe somebody else, a non-narcissist, might be open to hearing some things about, you know, hearing a different perspective about changing and stuff like that. But a narcissistic person, hell no, we ain't hearing that. I'm 65 years old, get out my damn face. Exactly. And things like that. So if you are living with a narcissist and you've been with them for a while, dear Lord, buckle up. Because I've heard some terrible stories. These narcissistic people, when they get older, if you're married to them or you're dating them and stuff like that, they'll torture you mentally. They'll ignore you. They'll go silent treatment on you for months. Y'all been living together. Your grandma and grandpa been together for years. I want a relationship like them, not realizing grandma and grandpa ain't talked to each other in 6 years. Ain't slept in the same bed. Y'all just drop the grandkids off and leave. Not realizing they ain't talked to each other in years. Ain't no cheek clapping going on. The heat on 95. Look, they trying to burn each other out the house. Like, I'm going to keep the heat on 100. One of us going to leave or one of us going to die. And you find that some of these narcissistic people, when they get older, they'll wish death on you. They'll watch you die. They won't call the police on you. They won't call the police for you. They won't call the hospital for you. They won't call the ambulance for you or anything like that. They'll watch you die. Step over you. Watch you have a heart attack. Watch you have a panic attack. Watch you unable to breathe. And they'll watch you literally expire. I'm telling you. Some of these people, especially the narcissistic sociopath ones, they'll literally, you know, you having a panic attack, call the police, I can't breathe. They'll close the door and go in there and turn on YouTube or something like that. Put their headphones on and just like, listen to your gasping and make it like a rap beat off of it. You know, then they're flowing like, yo, my wife is in there sick and she's having a panic attack. F this, beep, you know, stuff like that. And look, oh, here's the caveat right here, y'all. If you are an older person, older man or woman, you're like getting on dating sites, you're single, you're newly widowed and stuff like that, be wary of these older men and women because I think people think older men and women don't play games. an older man or an older man narcissist, older female narcissist, play the most games. They have the most experience at playing games. They got 65 years of playing Tetris with women.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Women in men's hearts and minds. They play the most games, so you need to be wary of it. Oh, I just thought he was old enough, he wanted to settle down. No! He out here still trying to clap cheeks. Crazy. I'm telling y'all, the mind of some of these people is absolutely insane. So if they are, even if they're getting older and they're losing their looks, even if they get money, they will still become terrible people a lot of times. They'll just use their money to financially abuse people, financially abuse their wives or their husbands, financially abuse their kids and grandkids and stuff like that. You know, won't give their kids money, but skip over the kids and get the grandkids money and stuff like that to spoil them. Kid, the mama, daddy needs some money. It's like, look, can we borrow? I need $100 for this light bill. Nah, I feel like you gotta do that on your own. But get the grandkids $200. Don't get this to your mama. This is yours, okay? Spend it. Like, let me know if your mama and them try to take this from you. I'm telling you, y'all, it is a terrible, terrible experience. And don't let the older narcissists get sick. Don't let them get sick and you be healthy. Oh my God. They will lash out at you and treat you like a monster. They will treat you like you got them sick. Because in a narcissist's mind, it's just like a lot of us think we are superior beings. So how dare we get sick? When you average sycophants, you average, you know, plebeians don't get sick. I eat good, I look good, I've been working on my whole life, and I get sick and you don't get sick. How dare you? And they will have a vendetta against you. So an older, sick narcissist, especially if they're terminally ill with something like cancer or something like that, they will have a vendetta against you for allowing them, for them being sick and having ailments and things like that. Any kind of chronic pain, chronic illness, you about to get some chronic mistreatment. So be careful, y'all, in these older, like when you're with an older narcissist. I know sometimes you have 20, 30, 40 years involved in these relationships. I've been seeing people 37 years, woo, walk away. 36 years, woo, walk away because they ain't unhappy. They say, I would rather spend the last, you know, my golden years by myself with a clear conscience than getting mistreated by this evil, narcissistic person. I don't care how long I've been with them. They be walking away after 40 years. And the crazy thing about it is, these older, narcissistic men and women are very, very deathly afraid of being alone. So you want some revenge on them, leave them by themselves. I know people are like, how do I get revenge on them? They treat me terribly for, you know, half a century. Leave them by themselves. Literally. I'm talking to so many people, y'all, and I'm talking to older men and women that are dealing with narcissistic men and women, grandpas, grandmas. And I tell people, the older narcissists pass this stuff down. Y'all be thinking you be want that grandma, grandpa love, and they don't talk to each other. There's no intimacy. They don't hug. They don't do anything but live together and hate each other. The energy in the house is terrible because they hate each other because one of them is a narcissist and the other one, sometimes the culture doesn't allow them to leave. Sometimes the culture has them, they have to stay because of the culture and things like that. You know what I mean? So a lot of times when you're dealing with a narcissist, yeah, for a long period of time, it does get worse. It doesn't get better. They don't get better with age. Like maybe they'll grow out of it. He's 65. There's no more growing there. If anything, people shrink when they get older. Your bones start to become more brittle and stuff like that. People shrink and get worse. So imagine you taking a 65-year-old, you go get a 65-year-old man or woman into therapy. Is it possible? I'm going to say anything is possible. But 65 years old, for what? What are they going to go to therapy for? It's easier to fall back on 65 years of being who they have been than it would be to go forward with a couple, with, you know, 10, 15, 20 years, however long they're going to live with therapy. Anyway, it's easier to fall back on the old behaviors because even me at 36, it's easier for me to fall back on my old behaviors as opposed to try to move forward and stuff like that with new stuff. Even with my 4 years of therapy, it's easier to fall back. I don't think y'all understand how much effort it takes to not fall back to the old me. You know what I mean? It takes effort, conscientious effort, every second of the day. It's just like, hey, I'm putting in the work. People are like, why do you, why are you, everybody got to leave their narcissist up for your wife, Lee? You're a hypocrite. because I'm putting in the work. I say if they put the work in, consistent change behavior. I'm consistently change behavior here, guys. Rock with me. Anyway, y'all, it's Saturday, October 30th. Go out there and trick-or-treat with your kids and whatnot. Be thankful. Be blessed. Mental illness is out. Peace.